This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Martin R. Menchaca Toledo. Date of birth, June the 25th, 1966. Case ID number is 7104530. Date of exam, February the 1st, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from Dr. Villalata, dated 9/7/2023. His name is spelled Villalta. Identifying information, this is a 58-year-old single male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of vertigo, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, and internal shingles. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he was a maintenance man for 2 years. Before that time, he worked on a tractor for 3 years, did scaffold building for 3 years, and worked as a cook for 5 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he's living out of his car by himself, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, vertigo. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number three, hypertension. Number four, internal shingles. Allegation number one, vertigo. The claimant states that in 2020, he was suffering from tinnitus of both ears and started to have vertigo in the sense that he felt things were rotating around him. He has not seen a physician for this condition, has not been placed on any medications, and is not suffering from this condition at the present time in my office. His condition is stable, although he does have attacks every so often. Allegation number two, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2009, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 30 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet, where he feels itching of his feet. He does not check his blood glucose and does not know what his last glucose reading was. He is presently taking metformin/glyburide, 500 milligrams, 2/2.5 milligrams once a day. He states he thinks that he's fairly stable with that medication. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2009, he was having shortness of breath, but no chest pain, headaches, or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. He is presently on metoprolol, succinic, 100 milligrams QD, and losartan, 50 milligrams QD. His blood pressure at this visit was 147 over 86 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number four, internal shingles. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to develop pain on his left chest area. There is no lesion or scars or vesicles on that area, but he does feel pain that follows a nerve root on his left flank area. No x-rays or tests have been performed to confirm the diagnosis. He denies any swelling, but does have warmth and pain in the left flank area. He denies any pain with cold, damp weather or pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand 2 to 3 hours, comma, climb 3 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physician is Dr. Villalata, where he goes to the Mercedes Family Clinic and Mission to be seen. He is presently on no medications for pain and states that he supports himself by doing odd jobs. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, and basically odd jobs to help him with his expenses. He does live out of his car at this time and has not been able to get back on his feet. Family history. His mother is 86 and in good health. His father is 82 and died of Alzheimer's disease. Medications, metoprolol succinic, 100 milligrams QD, metformin slash glyburide, 500 milligrams slash 2.5 milligrams QD, losartan, 50 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, acne, comma, vertigo, comma, mild obesity, comma, left flank abdominal pain secondary to possible internal shingles from the herpes virus. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 box of cigarettes per week for 10 years. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He did use cocaine, and the last time he used it was in 2007. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 206 pounds, height 5 feet 9 inches, BP 147 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 30, general. This is a 58-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and appears to be somewhat distressed, secondary to being homeless and living out of his car. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant had poor dentition and has not been able to see a dentist. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple skin lesions on the lower parts of his legs, more likely than not coming from scabies. Could you please drop down to the last page? Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does appear to have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to physical distress and not being able to obtain work to support himself. Probable diagnoses, number one, vertigo dash appears to be stable at this time, not being treated. Number two, diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated at this time. However, I'm not too sure whether he is controlled or not, since there is no blood glucose readings or hemoglobin A1C to suggest that he is. Allegation number three, hypertension, dash, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 147 over 86 mmHg. Number four, internal shingles, not confirmed with physical examination or with medical records. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Martin R. Menchaca Toledo.